This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From Trump land, a.k.a. Washington. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's what Trump tweeted out. He ripped the fake news reports of the undisclosed Putin meeting. He said on his Twitter, I'll just read it for you, fake news story of secret dinner with Putin is sick. All G20 leaders and spouses were invited by the Chancellor of Germany. Press knew. He is right on that. That is true. Then he put, fake news is becoming more and more dishonest. Even a dinner arranged for top 20 leaders in Germany is made to look sinister. And it really wasn't sinister. I will say that because I get the president's and the White House, detail. And that was on there. The G20, what they were doing, all that was on there. So that wasn't some weird secret meeting. He is right. It wasn't a weird secret meeting. All right, it is no secret that the president was elected partially on this whole wall thing. A lot of people think the wall is a good idea. Since I spent a week with the Border Patrol and was stunned at what I saw, I don't know that anything, if you're trying to come up with some separation, how about this separation? Stop hiring illegal workers, pay fair wages and hire Americans, that's one, and enforce laws that were on the books back in the Reagan era, but you can't go back in history. So the House is going to vote on Trump's $1.6 billion border wall request next week. It won't be a so-called wall. Instead, if it is approved, it would be 74 miles of fencing and a levee wall in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas and near San Diego, and it would be part of the spending bill for the Department of Defense and Department of Veteran Affairs, so it would be all lumped into that. Not everybody's on board with this. Democrats, of course, hate it. Some Republicans don't like it either, but there is a chance it would pass. So it would be a win because health care has fallen down the rabbit hole. It's not going anywhere. There's not enough numbers. Too many Republicans bailed, even though it's a handful. There's just not the numbers. So that means that gets a reboot. However that looks, it's going to be rebooted, and we've already discussed it. Everybody knows it, and it's not happening. It's not happening. So instead, it's the start of the fencing wall, whatever you want to call it, if it gets the high sign. And it could, even though there's some opposition to it, it could go through. It could. But not sure. I think it's, pardon the pun, on the fence. It's kind of one of those on the fence. I took the temperature today briefly and figured out this is another one of those on the fence deals. It's not, meaning I caught some people I knew on the Hill. It's on the, it's just on the bubble. It's just another one of those, looks kind of good, but not definite. But much closer than what's happened with health care, much closer. How about this? Now, we talk about polls, and I like to say that I am the poll princess, right? And polls, you know, you can take the poll averages, you can look at how a poll could possibly slant, and you take it for what it's worth. But what's interesting is this Bloomberg national poll showed that even though Donald Trump has these low numbers, his numbers of favorability have dipped. This Bloomberg poll showed that Hillary Clinton, her approval rating is 39% in the latest poll. So a couple points lower than the president. It's the second lowest score for Clinton since the poll started tracking her in September of 2009. I don't even think that's a surprise, though, because she's polarizing. Let's face it. And she's lost popularity even among those who voted for her in November. So that's not shocking to me that she would be lower. You know, that she would be lower than he is. But that both are sitting kind of in this kind of vacuum area. Clinton suffers from gender and racial gaps. So that's what, and we saw that in the campaign. Just 35% of men hold a favorable view of her compared to 43% of women. Just 32% of whites like her. 51% of non-whites do. So the numbers, you know, the numbers are not there. They weren't there. They weren't there. And I love these polls. I mean, I do. Because actually, this and a cup of really good coffee is just interesting conversation. Because it doesn't matter, really. I think the president's popularity matters, the poll matters, those constant polls, because of what other Republicans will do. If the numbers are high, they jump on the train. If the numbers are lower, they jump off the train. And let's face it, he needs some allies on the Hill to get some things done. So you don't want if you're the president and the people around the president, you don't want the polls to be low and say, well, who cares about polls? It's not a talk show. You're the president. So, yes, the polls then matter. It matters for the people that are going to jump on the bandwagon. It's all politics all the time, let's face it. Even if we say it's not politics, it is politics because you got to add up the votes. That's why the health care thing didn't happen. There wasn't enough votes. You had four Republicans who bailed, and that was just too many. You couldn't make up the ground, so you have to have allies. They have to be there, or you cannot move that mountain. You just can't do it. And it's not good. So the Republican has kind of a little bit of a, well, disaster on their hands with this healthcare fiasco, because they got to figure it out. And figure it out quickly, right? Then how about this? How about the fact that Mueller, the former FBI director who's doing the Russian investigating, is saying that Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort can testify publicly in the Senate? So will the president's eldest son and former campaign chairman testify? Dianne Feinstein is the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is among the congressional panels pursuing the Russia investigations. So she's saying that Mueller said, yeah, they can do it. Will they do it? And what would you advise them if you're the lawyer? Would you do it? Or would you say, no, it doesn't make any sense. Nothing's going to come out of it that's going to be positive. I think Mueller's going to be around for a while digging into all of this. It just certainly seems that way. Hang with us. News You Can Abuse coming up next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
Time for a little odds and ends here on the show. And by odds and ends, or really news you can abuse, I think it's more like that. Than the other. I mean, it's odds and ends, but I like the news you can abuse. And the reason I like news you can abuse, because where else will you find out about these cockroaches that swarmed all over the place? It's not funny, because if I see a cockroach, I kind of made that comment before about mosquitoes, and I'd rather have an elephant charge at me. Maybe it's like a bug thing for me. I'd rather have an elephant charge at me than it be swarmed with cockroaches. Oh, cockroaches scare me. The Philadelphia Water Department's trying to figure out what caused thousands to emerge from a manhole and swarm a neighborhood. Oh, that'd be the end of me. Like an Indiana Jones kind of scenario. So the bugs came out. They've been invading this Bridesburg neighborhood ever since Sunday night. They were so thick, the people there couldn't see the ground. Oh, I'm getting sick even thinking about this. The water department says the crews were out on Tuesday investigating. Oh, thank you for hurrying. They say that the sewer inlet might be clogged with food and trash, and that attracts the bugs. And, of course, they multiply when it's warmer. So what do you do when you're living among the cockroaches? People are spraying their homes. They're stomping on the bugs to keep them away. I mean, what do you do? That is the theme of this show. Instead of America's Night, what do you do? What do you do when nobody does anything about it? Oh, I could just see. I have a pretty even temper, but I would not be happy if nobody was responding and I had cockroaches all over the place. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Ugh. Awful. Especially if we're talking about the kind of big kind, like the movie kind you see in the movies and you think, oh, that can't be real. And then you find to your horror that, yes, there is such a thing as giant cockroaches, and they're in my neighborhood. For my friends in Oregon, listening to us in Portland, KPAM, a truck hauling eels, yes, it's true, overturned on an Oregon highway, turning the coastal road into a slimy, slimy, Slytherin mess. Slytherin. The Oregon State Police posted a photo, actually, on Twitter, that's how I found it, that showed damaged cars covered by gooey eels. Oh, oh, no. Say it ain't so. Oh, I saw them on the ground. Again, can barely look at it. There was 13 containers holding 7,500 pounds of hagfish, which are commonly known to you and I as slime eels. Yeah. So, the flying, what happened was, there was construction. One container flew off the truck bed and onto the south bed lane. The other container spilled onto the highway. The flying container hit one car, then caused it and four others to be pushed into each other. The people that were hit by the flying container of slime eels, just had minor injuries. So that is very lucky, I must say. Hagfish. When they, now here's what you need to know, and this is important information from America Tonight. When hagfish become stressed, they secrete a slime, and the slime is kind of like this white slime. So the road couldn't even be reopened because it's so slippery until they, you know, bulldozed and hosed it off. Ugh. No, and they became stressed. Imagine why they became stressed. They were flying eels. Oh. It's just craziness, right? All right, let's let the insanity continue. See, it really is news you can abuse with a little bit of odds and ends. How do you get trapped inside an ATM? I want your mind to expand and tell me if I asked you, if I said, I'll give you $1,000 if you can get trapped into an ATM, how would you get trapped into an ATM? So just so you know, a Texas man became trapped inside an ATM and slipped notes to customers through the, I'm not making this up, I swear to you, this was in Corpus Christi, through the receipt slot, pleading for them to help him escape. Help! Help! The contractor became stuck Wednesday when he was changing a lock to a Bank of America room that leads to the back of the ATM. That's what happened. He couldn't let himself out of the room because he didn't have a key card on him. He was unable to notify bank employees for help. He left his cell phone and the swipe card he needed to get out of the room inside his truck. So when he realized customers were retrieving cash from the machine, he passed notes to them through the ATM receipt slot. Okay, one read, please help, I'm stuck in here and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss. Some customers just dismissed the notes as like a gag. Oh, that's just stupidness. But finally, one called the police. They detected a faint voice. Help! Help! I'm in the ATM! Coming from inside the ATM. An officer kicked in the door to the room, freed the man whose name is not released. You'll never see that again. I mean, that is a rarity. That is just crazy. And he did send, you know, help, call my boss. Now you see how it could happen. Because he got trapped, didn't have the key card. You know, that's the one thing I'm obsessive about. I'm not an obsessive compulsive person, but if I have keys, because you know how we don't have keys now? A lot of things don't have keys, even cars half the time. You have that weird starter button and then the key. I am always feeling around for keys, making sure, do I have the keys? You have the keys? Where are the keys? We have the keys? Do we need the keys? And especially if you don't use them that much, but you need them as the backup, because it's so easy to get lost in that and forget. Yeah. Yeah, it's happened. It's happened to me. Trust me. Absolutely. I think those stories are crazy, weird stories. The eel story is a crazy story. But without a doubt, the ATM story is a weird story, you know, as well. For sure. Because I can't even, I wonder how I'd react. If somebody slipped a note to me and said that, I would I definitely think that I would think it was a gag. But I believe I would do something. I do. I don't think I'd just walk away like, oh, this is a gag and I'm out of here. No, I don't think so. I think I would, I don't know. I think I would do something. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I would do it. All right, one last one for you. How about this? There is a bar, believe it or not, on the face of the earth, and this one's in Louisiana, that refuses to serve women because of their shorts. That's like that song, Who Wears Short Shorts? You hear that from the 60s, right? So there's this new dress code at this Louisiana bar. I'm going to have to ask my friend about that. And some of you are listening to me in Louisiana, and it's become pretty heated. The battle over the, now we have, like, in Congress, the battle over the sleeveless rule in the House of Representatives, and now we've got this dress code at this Louisiana bar. Somebody went in on Sunday, posted a picture of herself. She had a halter top on, and she had white hemmed shorts. They looked okay to me. I don't know. She was trying to go into Whiskey River, a live music venue and bar in Henderson, Louisiana, when the woman at the door and a security guard said that her outfit didn't meet the new dress requirements. She said she was so embarrassed she left. She decided to post the photo, got a lot of reaction from friends. Friends said, "Were you at church? Too short. Do they want them at your knees? They're not that short." So eventually Whiskey River had to kind of respond to this, and they responded to some of the comments. They say, if we can see your butt cheeks hanging out of your pants, standing up or bending over, or if we can see your belly button, then you will not be allowed to enter our premises. We reserve the right to refuse admittance to anyone who is not properly dressed. They do have the right, though, right? Do they have the right to do that? Yeah. Legally, they can set a dress code, and they can refuse service based on what they want to base it on. Remember that whole thing? No shoes, no shirt, no service. I'm just saying.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, welcome back to Forbes Books at Bedtime. I'm here with Greg Stebbin, of course. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
We have a tremendous guest. I can't tell you. I walked into the Ritz and so many people ran up to me to tell me about this guy. And I guess they had heard through the grapevine that I was going to talk to him and you and I were going to talk to him.
Yes, his name is Sean Henry. He's the President and Chief Security Officer of CrowdStrike Services. And, Sean, you just gave a speech here. We're at WP. By the way, the Women President Organization. You just gave a speech here, the cyber threat to your business and what to do. There's something weird going on here.
And what to do to understand the risks your company faces in the digital world and learn cybersecurity strategies to protect your business network.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
But
I'm glad
important.
You had 90 minutes.
I did. I've got another 90 minutes this afternoon. It's really important. I think when you're thinking about cybersecurity and the fact that everything that an organization does day in and day out, everything they produce, all their communications, everything they store in their environment is at risk. It's really the very DNA of every corporation. And here at WPO, we're talking about small, medium businesses. They are at risk because oftentimes people think that they wouldn't be targeted because they're not the major corporation. But the reality is some of these significant actors are targeting them and they're stealing tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from some of these companies, and that's really something that they need to be concerned about.
Yeah, because of that, do you think that, as you say, Sean, you don't think you're going to be the victim because because you're not big. You're not Microsoft. You're not one of these big companies, so I'm just too small for that. How much money has been lost? How many people have had their businesses in turmoil and chaos because of this?
It's a widespread threat, and there are companies that I've been to, some of the most significant companies that you would expect would have the right security in place and they'd be able to protect themselves, but they've been victimized. Part of it is because the networks are so vast and there are so many opportunities for an adversary to actually get into the environment, and there's no good way oftentimes for companies to actually detect the attack. So in other words, they put their defenses in place, but the adversaries are able to get by the defenses. With enough time and effort, they'll get in, and then the companies are not doing anything to detect what's happened behind the firewall. And when you've got an adversary that's in the environment for days or weeks or months completely undetected, something bad's going to happen.
So I would also guess, I mean, we're kind of talking about the idea that small to medium-sized companies think, well, it's not going to happen to me because they're going to target the big guys. I'm also guessing that part of that attitude is, well, how would they ever find me versus someone else? And my understanding, and I hope you'll explain this if I'm right, is that nobody's necessarily looking for your small or medium-sized business. They're just looking for a vulnerability, and if you offer it, they're going to take it.
No, that's true, Greg. There are groups that are very, very targeted, and they're looking for specific information. So there are nation states, for example, that are targeting corporate networks looking for intellectual property or research and development. Well, if they're looking for something related to some nanotechnology or jet propulsion, they're not going to come to that small company. They're going to come to the company that actually developed that technology. Although, they might come to a small company who might be a vendor to that larger company and use that as an access.
Yeah, there was that story of, you know, they got into some company because they knew they ordered Chinese food.
That happens regularly where vendors are targeted and they might see the vendor as kind of the low-hanging fruit and the ingress into the network. But also, there are other actors out there who are not necessarily targeting specific pieces of information, but they are looking for, they're kind of the equivalent of jiggling the doorknobs and, you know, if the door is locked, they move to the next one until they find one that's opened. They are looking for that. There are ways to actually scan the entire network, the internet, with very specific scripts that allow the adversary to determine which IP addresses are vulnerable, what type of operating system is running at a particular IP address, are there known vulnerabilities, and then they run exploits against those vulnerabilities just to get in. And once they have a foothold, who knows where it takes them.
Right. Oh, boy. So what are a couple of quick little things people listening across the United States can do who are in a position of owning one of these companies to protect themselves?
First of all, they have to take this seriously, that it's a legitimate threat to their organization. I tell companies all the time, this is a business risk. Just like any other business that you're in, you're looking at expanding or coming up with a new product line or doing a merger or an acquisition of another company. This is a risk just like that. So companies need to figure that out and take that seriously. Secondly, they need to make sure that they've got somebody who's paying attention to their network and actually looking on their network regularly for anomalous behavior. That includes people who are patching the system and updating and upgrading the systems. Oftentimes what we see is companies that are exploited where there are known vulnerabilities, and in many cases the vulnerabilities have been in place for months or years, and if you just fix that vulnerability, the exploit wouldn't work against it. And the adversaries, we make it easy sometimes for the adversaries because we essentially leave the front door open. So making sure you're patching your networks, making sure you've got people that are paying attention, you're training your people. One thing I tell people all the time is you've got to identify where your critical assets are in your environment, and then you've got to keep duplicates of those databases, your most important pieces of information, because what we're seeing adversaries do now is to encrypt databases and then extort companies in order to provide the keys to decrypt the data. And so having a duplicate copy, you know, you want to first try to protect it, but if you can't protect it, if you've got a duplicate copy, at least you can help to reconstitute your environment. So there's a whole host of things. We could talk for many hours about it, but I think the most important is people paying attention.
And do you find that companies want you to tell them that if we do X, it's a set it and forget it solution and we're done?
There's no such thing in this space as set it and forget it, because you know, the enterprises, the networks themselves are like living, breathing organisms. You've got a company that has 100 employees or 1,000 employees or 100,000 100,000 employees. Every single day, there are changes to the environment, right? There's people who get fired. There's people who get hired. There are servers that go out of business and you bring new things online. So it's constantly changing, and you've got to have people who are paying attention to that. The second piece is what I call being proactive in the environment, and that in addition to having your necessary defenses in place, your firewalls and dual-factor authentication, you've got to have good, strong passwords, you're using encryption, you've got standard best practices in place to defend. Beyond that, you've got to proactively hunt in your environment, constantly looking for indicators that an adversary is there or something nefarious has happened or is happening. So it's never set it and forget it. It's constantly being proactive, being aware, being alert. Not unlike a building. You know, you don't put up the front gate and then walk away and say, we're secure. You've got security guards, you've got cameras, you've got people who are walking through the building.
Yeah.
Constantly attentive to what's occurring and looking for anomalous behavior. Someone's out there to hurt you.
Why do you think people don't pay enough attention to this, Sean? Because certainly, my gosh, anytime anybody gets hacked into, just in general, the government, a big company, everybody talks about it. It's the buzz at the water cooler. Why do they not pay attention?
You know, there still are people who have this sense that, you know, can't happen to me. It's complex sometimes, and I think people sometimes are afraid of it. They shy away. Like anything, unless it happens to you or somebody nearby you, I think people just are not paying enough attention. Now, that is changing, and I'm seeing many more corporations. There are a lot of boards of directors that are getting much more engaged. They're holding people accountable. We've seen attempts to actually have board members removed because there was a perception that the board failed in its fiduciary responsibility. So that has gotten people's attention. There's been some lawsuits, so the liability piece has gotten people's attention. So it is starting to change, but I'm still amazed when I see people who say, it's not that important.
You know, it's funny you talk about boards. I've been doing a lot of work lately on getting people on boards, and I just came back from something, a big conference in Houston. One of the things that they said in the energy industry is they were actually looking for young blood, because the perception is you have older people on boards who are retired and have this great lineage and history in business, but getting younger people who know cybersecurity, who know social media even, so that the corporations protect themselves from that. But it's, having said that, they're not really doing it, but that's a good idea.
No, you're absolutely right. I work periodically with the National Association of Corporate Directors, and I go in and I actually talk to boards about the risks here, and I've been on a board before, done some advisory work. I understand the kind of the thought process about getting some younger people who understand the technology. Again, I think it's really important to focus on the risk. This is a business risk. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be a technologist mm-hmm. to understand that there are liabilities here and that there are ways you can be paying attention. I think having some outside advisors are important, some organizations, trusted partners that you work with to get really down in the weeds, into the ones and the zeros. But understanding this risk and understanding this threat and that you are being targeted is absolutely first step. Boards of directors are a great place to start.
Yeah. We're talking with Sean Henry. He's the President and Chief Security Officer of CrowdStrike Services. Where does your company fit into this? What kinds of services do you find yourself offering and that your clients need?
So CrowdStrike is a security technology company. We actually have put in a network sensor. It actually sits on all the endpoints in an environment, desktops, laptops, servers, and that's monitoring any real anomalous behavior. Oftentimes, adversaries are able to get a piece of malware into an environment, and they move freely through the environment until they get to the crown jewels. Our technology actually identifies the behavior, is able to detect it before it's able to take root, essentially, and allows organizations to mitigate the consequences of the attack. And that's at a very high level. It's really really cool technology that provides great visibility and allows companies to recognize bad things are happening. We do professional services, compromise assessments, penetration testing, table tabletop exercises. And unfortunately, we have to do incident response where a company has been breached. They've lost a lot of data. They're suffering. They're bleeding. And we'll come in and we'll really help walk them through that process, get them over that hurdle, and help them to prepare their network so that they've got the resiliency they need going forward.
Wow. Amazing. We could talk for 5 hours about this. Sean Henry, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Thank you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Of mail as per usual from all of you listening to America Tonight. So thank you. Let's dive into the mail. This one is from John, who says, Kate, did you read the thing about Pizza Hut hiring 14,000 people? Are we just a pizza culture? That is like a funny question. Yes, John. We inhale pizza. This is like a great question. I know it's a silly, innocuous kind of thing, pop culture-y. How many pizzas do you eat, do you think, in your family per year? Dude, everyone's going to be different. But of course, because they need new drivers, they have this on-demand delivery that they say is a priority for the customers. They say about 3,000 are going to be added each month for the rest of 2017. And it's been a big year for Pizza Hut because they've already hired all these people in their stores. And here's the thing. I said it in my book, Invade the Man Cave and Level the Playing Field. pizzas that are sold on Super Bowl Sunday are insane. Insane. I mean, like millions of pizzas. There are 6,300 locations. It is very big. Duh. So, of course, that's good news because for people who need a job and they can do that kind of a job, it's opportunity. I think in one way it'd be, you know, you're running around. In another way, I think it'd be tough to be a delivery person. I'll tell you what, you'd be have to be like an Uber driver. You have to really know the shortcuts, how to get places, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, cool. Let's move on to another one. So, yes, we do know, and we flush that out. People like pizza. Let's go to this one from Brian, who says, Kate, I was so depressed when I heard you mention that story the other night about the poor woman in Minnesota who was from Australia that called 911 to try to help someone because she thought there was an assault happening in an alley near her house, and then the officer shooting and killing her. They still can't seem to explain why the police shot this innocent woman. Her family, her fiance, they must be distraught. It just made me feel so awful when I heard you talking about that story. Yeah, it is an awful story. It is. It's. I mean, you see the woman's beautiful young woman, and I mean, she's dead. You know, this is the thing. Victim. What can you do? It's over. They couldn't revive her. So two officers responded. They're on administrative leave. They were wearing body cameras, but they weren't turned on. So they don't even have those. Well, she wasn't armed or anything like that. Of course she wasn't. She was a good Samaritan calling, thought she was helping somebody, and then she ends up dead. It is the craziest, most awful, terrible thing. I mean, you can imagine. She was shot in the abdomen and killed. So what happened during the shooting? You know, the answer is we don't know. There's just nothing but questions, and that's what the police are saying. There's very little information about this, and it will come out, but it's just not there right now. And so people are demanding answers. And the more this story gets out there nationally and certainly locally in Minneapolis, the people's anger just keeps rising on this one. Yeah, so I'm with you. When I read it, I was like, wow, do we even want to talk about this on the air? But, of course, it's pertinent. It's terrible. Awful. All right, how about this? Let's move to another one. Let's go to this one. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about O.J. Simpson. This is like the bad penny, you know. This guy never goes away. He goes to prison because he's such an idiot that he freaks out about his memorabilia, goes with a bunch of thugs, gunpoint, and ends up in prison for over 8 years. Will he be paroled? Yes. Should he be paroled? No. But for what he actually did, of course it makes sense, and it is by the letter of the law, so that's why that's happening. But he's just a bad dude all the way around. Come on, all of us think that. I think he will be paroled. I agree with you. And it is, his name always does come up. You're absolutely right. He will get paroled, though, because if you go by the letter of the law, he served the minimum time for that. And I can't imagine that they would, and he's good behavior. And if they go by good behavior, the prison's already overcrowded. Yeah, that's going to happen. There's no question about it. You got it. Absolutely. All right, here's one. This is kind of interesting, so on the lighter side. This one is from Bobby, who says, Kate, I love hearing you on the air with your husband. You guys are funny. You sound like a good couple. And I like when he jabs you and talks about some things that you've done and you do the same to him. It is interesting in a couple, isn't it, when you try to make things work and the things that are seen as big through one eyes aren't seen so big through another eyes. Give us an example of a cool place the two of you went together. That's a funny question, but yeah, because I like what you said in the beginning. It sort of doesn't go along with the rest of it. A cool place we went to. Okay, maybe this is because you're getting this from us. We are doers. So I'm a doer. I don't like to sit around. In fact, in some ways, it's hard for me to relax, which is weird. Unless I go to a beach. If I go to a beach, I could lay on a beach all day under an umbrella and, like, read a book because I would love to just have time to read a book. And I like to cook, and that's relaxing, but so does he. And he may even be now a better cook than me. An example of a cool place we went to. Gosh, we've gone to so many cool places. That's why that's so hard. You know what was really fun we did one time, and all of you could do this. It wouldn't break your bank. Get a cheap ticket to go to Florida And during the manatee season, like in that Tampa, outside of Tampa area, swim with the manatees. Oh, my gosh. There's a place called Crystal River, and it's really cool. You can get a pontoon boat. You can even fish. And he likes to fish, and I kind of do, too, depending on where. But you get a pontoon boat, and there's this thing called the Three Sisters, and you jump off the pontoon boat and swim into this area. It's like a lagoon, and those big calves are there, those manatees. It's wild. I mean, it is. It's one of the coolest things we've done. And here it is right here in the U.S. Doesn't cost an arm and a leg, you know. You can even go out with on a boat with somebody, and they take you to where the manatees are. And it was a cool experience. So I would put that up there, yeah. And, yes, that goes to the whole thing. Yes, we are doers. We don't know what our timeline is, right? Such a small amount of time on the face of the earth that if I could, that's it. I want to be doing. I want to be enjoying whatever. But sometimes that includes my nephew. We've done some fun things with my nephew, too, taking some cool trips and stuff. So thanks for that question, actually. All right, how about this? This one is from Cookie. I had a friend named Cookie. Cookie. And Cookie says, Kate, did you hear this thing about the airlines are going to jack up the prices for flights? And then I read something about there is a magic date when the airlines actually have better rates. I did read that. You must have read the USA Today. They had a story about staying home to avoid the summer prices, but that August 22nd is when most domestic fares get cheaper. And that's when they start to drop, and probably because the summer craze is over. So they gave examples of where you were flying. So if you went from Seattle to Dallas in the summer, it would be $294. In the fall, it's $277. Here's a really dramatic one. And they listed this price. I think if you had a family, you'd have to really think about this. But Los Angeles to New York in the summer, $647. In the fall, $399. Well, but there's a big difference of what you would do in the summer, what you would do in the fall. And to be honest, I think the fall in New York would be better. But kids off of school, if that's what you're doing, check out this one. If you live in New York and you were going to go to Paris, right, in the summer, this is what they listed, $680. In the fall, $470. Yes, you can eat a lot of, you can have a few extra glasses of wine and more bread and cheese and stuff, I think, if you do the fall thing. So I would say the fall would be much better. So it's obvious that the fall is when prices are going to drop. All right, here, let's take this last one. This is from Dano. Kate Delaney, I know that you not only like politics and business, but your mind also embraces sports like no other woman I have heard. What do you think is going to happen in the NFL this season? Boy, Dano, that is a wide open question. We have not even gone through training camps. I'm just starting to prep for what I call the NFL season because I do get into it and I do a bunch of fantasy football. You know what? Dallas Cowboys are going to be interesting to watch. Coming off of last year with the two rookies, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, will they whip through the East and have a possibility of getting into the playoffs and go deeper? Patriots, can't count the Patriots out. They are, again, fully loaded, fully stocked. I would say the Patriots are going to be somebody to reckon with. Too early to tell. You know, we got to go through some training camp. We got to see how healthy people are. Right now, this is the thing about being a fan of the NFL. Whatever your team is, everybody's a winner because you haven't lost one game yet. Ask me again in a couple of months when we get into the season and we're like 50-some days out. Thanks for all of you for sending the email, americatonight.net. Click on contact. And thanks for listening to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.